This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
If the federal auditor general or provincial one found that $50,000 had been spent in a specific government department on alcohol, forcing the government of the day to put an end to it immediately, I'll tell you, by the time the next election rolled around, the opposition parties would be screaming about draconian cuts to spending. And by the way, that actually happened. The Department of Defense, after the infamous $337,000, what they called the party flight, of course that was cut out, but now it's called a cut in defense spending. Have you noticed, though, that there's never been a minor cut in government spending? I mean, they're always called severe, catastrophic. And let me be clear. If you read any federal auditor general's report, they leave no doubt as to the need for change as to how government operates, how much money's being spent without goals or measurement and accountability. Yet any cost-saving measure, any reduction in administration, delivery costs, is called a drastic cut, or they're accused of slashing spending. Of course, they do it even when there's no cut at all. I mean, we've been hearing recently from special interest groups and some politicians that under the Harper Conservatives, healthcare spending was cut. Well, that's simply not true. Healthcare spending has increased every single year. Right now in Ontario, opposition MPs, along with people like Federal Finance Minister Bill Morneau, are declaring that the Doug Ford government is cutting healthcare spending. Again, absolutely not true. But even a slowdown in the rate of growth of government spending is called a vicious cut. Hey, here's a question. In the last week of August, early September, in 1 week, Global's David Akins calculated that the Prime Minister and various members of the Liberal caucus made 2,970 spending announcements. Now, come on, do you really think they're all essential? Because if another party forms government and cancels any of them, opposition members, with the help of some of the media, are going to be up in arms about the cuts. Last week in Alberta, even the McKinnon Report recommendations that dealt with how to save money on administration and delivery, not services to the public, no, administration and delivery, were greeted with accusations of gutting the public sector. And by the way, that over-the-top rhetoric only works on the gullible or on the large number of Canadians who aren't engaged or interested enough to take a few minutes to read up on an issue. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.